Hey, straighten up, boy. All right, let's pray, and we'll jump right into this. Father Yah, we just bless you, and we thank you for just another opportunity to get into your presence. We seek a wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we just thank you for all that you do in our lives, and we just bless you for your wisdom and in teaching us all things and preparing us for the days that we're living in. And we just glorify you for that. And thank you for all the things that you do in our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Alrighty. As we, my water is in a little box on the with some other things. Just bring that water, bottle of water. If you can't find it, just bring something. One of the things that we're well aware of is what's been going on as far as this virus is concerned, and just a lot of things are happening now. This is the beginning of beginning as far as we're concerned, because some things have been going on, but this is just the beginning of things to come. We have to do y'all need that on? Because it's kind of blowing me. Do y'all need it on? That y'all good? If y'all turn it off, if we need it on, we just turn it back on. We're dealing with a lot of things. We live in a time frame that where things have changed and they're never going to be the same again. And we have to continue to prepare for for these things, and this is just the starting of it. Ellie, you remind me of something that you said on Monday when we were working out together, and you was like, and I didn't even think about it at the time, whereas you had mentioned about what I had written on January 1st, mm-hmm. and you remember what you told me, just kind of share.
So in a nutshell, the powers that be, quote unquote, have been making attempts to do this kind of stuff for years, and it never took. So when you name all those other things, West Nile, SARS, Ebola, E. coli, all those things, the attempts they have been making to do what's happening right now. But it never took hold. And what I was saying to him is, the reason why is because y'all didn't let it happen. But this time around, because of what he declared at the beginning of the year, it's like the timing lined up, and because he made that declaration, then you see these things take off like the way that they are this time, where it's never happened like that before.
Right. And what's the declaration?
I may have it. Yahushua, behave. And let me just try.
If you recall,
it was on January 1st.
Yeah, it was the message that he did where he said, y'all told him to write. And he was like, normally when y'all tell him to write, he give him what to write, and he didn't write. And then so he was like, okay, what do I write? And y'all told him, whatever you write, that's what I'm going to do. You don't remember that message?
Well, I don't remember every message, so I'm just
I'm going to see if I can find it here, because I sent it. I think I sent it to other people now for sure. So just kind of bear with me. I wasn't expecting them.
Would you like me to send it to you in a text message?
You have it? It
out
loud?
Yeah,
send it.
I could help you, but I lost the phone since
then,
so.
Well, Bob, you lost another one. Nah, though.
Since you did that message.
Uh-huh.
Did you give it back?
I still ain't got it back yet.
Where'd you go? Oh. Man, she went out here so fast, I didn't even know she walked past me. All right, boy, Jill waiting on you.
Say he gonna preach while you ain't preaching.
Oh,
I just sent it to you.
Okay, and I just found it too, so. Okay. As Elder pointed out, what I had done on 2020 January 1 is there were some things that y'all had led me to say. Had led me to say, and the reason why I said he led me to say it is because although he gave it to me to decree and say he was going to do it, best way to explain it was like he put it in me to do because it was what he was doing at the time frame. But I was sitting in my office on January 1st, 2020, and Yah spoke to me. He said, write. And then he said, whatever you write is what I'm going to do. And when he said that, I was like, you know, it startled me because I don't write that way. I only write what he give me to write. And it's like every time I write, it's like he either awakened me or you know, slide in on my mind. Y'all know how we say that. It's like the Spirit of Yah slide on my mind, and he give me these thoughts, and I'll sit down and write. But a lot of times, I don't really know what I'm writing until I finish it, and I go back and read it all myself. I just be writing. And so, but this particular time, he said, write. He said, whatever you decree, that's what I'm going to do. And when he said that, again, it startled me because I'm like, okay, that's not how we normally do it. And I want to be very careful about what I'm going to say, because what he just said was he going to decree. He's going to do whatever I decree. And so this is what I wrote. I put the year 2020 has divine and multiple facets to it. Indeed, it is a time of new beginnings. Unity for some, division for others. Truly, all creation will have a front row seat as witnesses to the creative works of the Most High Yah. For the words that were closed up and sealed unto the time of the end is at hand. Therefore, it shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Now, that nation is us. And then it says, and the world will never be the same again. And so,
go ahead. So what I was saying is, those things, even though they were trying to do these things, you know, the enemy don't have the power to do anything except Yah allow it. Well, since Yah came to him and he made that declaration, even though they've been trying this stuff for years, it never took. This time it took because it was in line with what Yah is doing now.
Yeah, and so that's what it meant. When I said this part here, when I said for the words that were closed up and sealed until the time of the end is at hand, that was Yah, as Ella was pointing out, that was Yah saying, I sealed all it up, all of it up. And these powers to be think that they're in control, but now I'm ready to do what I've decreed in my word that I'm going to do. And then the way that the scriptures are, Yah is like, he said that to our father Abraham. He was like, will I, in a nutshell, will I do anything? When he was getting ready to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, will I do anything except I reveal it to my prophets? You know, and so he was basically saying to our father Abraham that I won't do nothing in the earth without warning you, without warning my people. And so we've been discussing this again for years, but when y'all released me to decree it, you know, and just think about this, y'all. All other preachers was rhyming. Go check out some of the decrees for 2020. You know, this is your plenty. This is a year of abundance. This is a year of your breakthrough. All this kind of stuff. And a lot of people heard that kind of stuff probably New Year's Eve, and didn't know what they was getting ready to get shocked in. You know, as soon as the year changed, you know, and I mean it happened the next day. January 1 is when I said that. January 2 is when they bombed Iran, killed that leader of Iran. Then Iran retaliated, and so it wasn't 24 hours before the ball started rolling, and been rolling ever since. And so, you know, and so this is what going on, and I, you know, that's the reason why I'm a little bit late on getting here, because, you know, y'all led me to go out and do some things, and, you know, y'all know I had been in the hospital last week, and so he led me to go out and do some things. I would just kind of talk to, you know, a few people, encouraging them and stuff like that, and you can see the weariness on everybody's face. You know, that I saw, and everybody just kind of walking past one another real fast, you know, thinking you're going to breathe on one another. I mean, it's just kind of strange, you know, in the time frame that we're living in. But at the same time, this one brother had, you know, he just said, "Hey, did you hear what's going on?" I said, "Well, what?" He said, "Well, my daughter's sending me some information talking about they're going to send us a alarm out in a few weeks. And wherever you are, you got to stay for 2 weeks." I said, "Wherever you are, you got to stay for 2 weeks." He said, "Yeah, it don't matter where you are. You got to stay confined for 2 weeks." I said, "Well, I ain't heard nothing about that in that detail like that. I have heard some rumors and stuff." But I said, you know, you just have to, be ready. I said, our ministry has been discussing this for, brother. He said, you know, our ministry has been discussing this for a long time and things like that. And so, you know, I said, you know, we're just getting prepared. I said, it's not going to get any better. It's going to constantly get worse and worse. I said, so, you know, we just got to be prepared. I said, but I want to encourage you that Yah said in his word that this was going to take place. And we ought to be encouraged behind it. You know, continue to be prepared for it and just get ready to deal with the things that we have to deal with, you know. And, I just want to encourage you guys the same way. Things have changed. They ain't never going to be the same again. And we gotta think differently. We have to come together. There are some things that we've kind of been talking about. It's time to implement some things. You know, we talked about the seeds. You know, it's time to implement some things. You know, got to put this old backyard, you know, backyard of mine into some other use and just kind of get prepared for what's going on. And we'll be okay, y'all, if we keep our focus on y'all. But my biggest concern is, you know, Ellie, you jump in anytime you need to. My biggest concern at this point is I'm concerned about our nation, Yahshua. I'm concerned about our nation, first of all. You know, it just is what it is. I love all people, but I'm sent specifically to the house of Israel. That's what I'm sent to. I know where my calling is. I pray that other people don't have a problem with that. You know, if they do, you know, it's like Paul. Paul knew who he was sent to. Peter was sent to our nation.
Christ. If they had a problem with that, then, you know,
Christ.
How you going to...
That's true.
Go ahead.
I mean, but you know, I'm just declaring. I know what my lane is, and my passion is for my people. But at the same time, you know, I know we are required to preach this gospel to all nations and things like that. But my passion is for my people, and you know, anybody whosoever will, you know, let them hear. But, you know, I'm just being honest. That's where my passion is. You know, we've been kind of put on the back burner for a long time. And y'all, you know, y'all just raised me up for it. And I'm learning to embrace that more and more as the day approach, you know. So, but again, my concern is for our people as well as mankind itself. because, and this is why, people are not prepared. People are not prepared. People have been taught this rapture stuff for so many generations. And so everybody, and y'all's going to release me to write, but I'm just waiting. You know, I can feel it up on me, but it's just not all the way out. You know, and it's like, it's Yahshua. Yahshua. I'm going to tape your mouth. So it's like people are not prepared. They've been told, a lot of people have been told all their lives, pretty much, that they were going to be out of him before this stuff happened. This stuff is happening. And it's like, okay, church folks, you ain't realized yet you're not going nowhere? We're in this stuff. This stuff is happening right now in your faith, but you constantly saying, we're going to get out of here before the tribulation. If this ain't tribulation, I don't know what it is.
Well, I think reality hadn't set in yet that some of these things may be the new normal, right? Everybody is thinking that...
in 2 weeks it's going to be over.
Yeah, everything's going to go back, after a while it's going to go back to how it was.
This thing is just, the ball is starting to roll. And it's just gonna continue on, but at the same time, Yah's gonna meet need. He's gonna take care of. We're gonna as a ministry, we're gonna do well in this process. There's some things we gotta do, and there's some favor that Yah is giving us, and we're gonna accomplish some things, even in this process, and we're gonna be a light. We're going to be a light. And so, actually, we already are, because a lot of people have responded in a whole lot of ways and sending a lot of information, to us and asking questions and things like that. Because, it's kind of funny. People know, when it really comes down to it, people know who y'all dealing with. And when times of trouble come, then that's when they'll start responding. They'll start asking you questions and things like that. And so, so that's where we are. And we just got to stay prepared. Got to be wise. Don't take anything for granted nowadays. Because like, Elder pointed out, it's just things have changed. And a lot of stuff that we're commonly used to is not going to be there. It's just not going to be there. And we got to think ahead of time. You got to plan, and you got to think ahead of time. And again, it's not something that we should be fearful about, because we've been doing this. We've been talking about this. And so it's going to happen. Now, one of the things that I wanted to discuss along with this, as you look at Revelation chapter 22, and there are certain things that I want to share with you based up on my experience. And so when you look at Revelation 22, verse 1, obviously this is how things are going to be as far as the future is concerned. But I just want to use this verse 2 as kind of like a foundation for some things, so that we can understand. Because when I'm telling you, everything has to change in how we do things. I'm talking about everything. So I just want to start verse 2. It says, in the midst of the street of it, let's just start at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yah and of the Lamb. So we know this is future. But it says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits. Man, that's going to be an interesting tree. And yielded her fruit.
Master Boy.
Yes. Yes. Revelation 22.
What chapter was that?
Revelation 22.
Okay, thank you.
So, and so it says, are you there? Don't answer. Just get there. And so I read verse 1 again. It's saying, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yah and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. You just gonna say
was
something?
Is it a different fruit every month?
I don't know. It just says which bare 12. It says manner of. That shouldn't be there. Which bare 12 fruits. Yielded her fruit every month. So I'm figuring it's just that tree had 12 different types of fruit. That's the only thing I can figure. And it did it every month. That's the only thing I can figure. From what it's saying here, because I don't know why they put manner of. It says, which bare 12 fruits, yielded her fruit every month. It, like I said, it could be different one every month. 12 months out of a year. You know, I don't know. That makes more sense, though. But and so it says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yah and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Yes.
At the end of the second verse, that implies to me that it will still be sickness.
Okay, so let's deal with the word healing. Healing is concerned, because a lot of time you get them, they'll put words in here that gives the impression of one thing. Notice it says therapia. So when you look at the healing, it's like, it's like what Yah is leading me to discuss. Healing is from the word itself. When you look at therapia, you see it. You see that says strong Greek 2322. It says therapia. Y'all see it? Therapeutic. Therapeutic, which means therapy. And so when you look at that word, it is like not saying there's gonna be sickness, but the reason why there's not gonna be sickness is because it's gonna be therapy from the foods. And so when it's talking about the healing, that healing is translated therapy. And so those leaves and the fruit itself will be therapy or nourishment to the body to keep sickness from taking.
What we call preventative medicine.
Yeah.
Preventative medicine.
Yeah.
Is it like the aloe vera leaf?
No, it's, I mean, I guess technically it could be, but I mean, the premise is basically nutrition. You give your body what it needs, it won't lead to the road of sickness.
And so that's what it means. That's why I'm glad you brought that out, because it made us look at that word. And so it's different from what we understand as an English perspective, like we're going to be getting healing from eating it. In other words, it's preventative. It's nourishment to the body that's necessary to keep us healed as a nation. And so it's an ongoing process. And in other words, Yah is letting us know that consuming the right thing is therapy to the body. It nourishes the body, and it keeps us healed. So I'm glad you asked that question, because it even gave clear understanding, even more clear understanding. Now from that perspective, it's like, as you know, Elder went through some things here recently. I went through some things last week, and in the process of these things, I learned a lot. I've learned a whole lot. Elder even learned some lot as far as his body is concerned. But I want to share some of the things that I've learned in order for you to understand even this verse. That's why I want to use this verse here, and I'm glad my coach mentioned that word, healing. And so we have to learn how to therapy our body. We now in a stage of life where we have to start to eat the things that is going to be preventative for what we know coming down the road. And we got to start paying attention to these things and being very careful about these things and being disciplined with these things. Okay? You had something you wanted at this point? Okay. So we got to be real disciplined with these things. So let me tell y'all what I realized happened to me. I'm gonna tell you my diet. If he's not gonna stop, you just take him out. And so, Papa, I'll whoop you later. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, and just kind of share these things with you. I've always tried my best to be careful about my diet. You know, when y'all changed our diet, it was about 20-something years ago, wasn't it, Dan? About 20-something years ago when he started leading me to deal with the diet as far as Leviticus 11 is concerned. And I, you know, I took it to my household first. I said, we're going to do this for a year. Then we're going to, see what results happen from it. Then we're going to bring it to the church, you know, teach the church on it. But I wanted to be an example before I start sharing the information. Share the information with other churches also. Our church start to line up with these things that we discuss. You know, it was a struggle for some of y'all. You know, still a struggle. But overall, the church really started to pay attention to his diet. A lot of changes were made. We started watching what we were eating and drinking and different things like this. And so in this process of me going into the hospital, what I discovered that I was doing was things that wasn't really, really considered unhealthy, but it was unhealthy for me. And so I had started doing, you know, like protein and things like that, protein mixes, you know, to try to keep some things going in me that I felt like I needed. I would eat eggs and things like that. I was eating a little bit more eggs than what I normally do, and I had kind of got away from that. But the mistake that I was making was when I would make the protein drink, actually Deanna looked at the ingredients. She was like, "Lon, this is loaded with potassium, and this is loaded with sodium, and I was doing one or two of those a day. And right now, potassium is not something good for me in large quantities. You know, it's very difficult to do anything eat healthy without having potassium in it. But I just got to be careful in my intake of it at this point, at least until I get my health back to where it should be. And so I was doing that, too much potassium. I was taking a banana, putting it with the protein mix. I was also taking almond milk, potassium. I can't remember if it had some salt in it or not, but potassium. So I was peanut butter, salt, potassium. And so I was doing that concoction every day, sometimes twice a day. Then I was going to the gym or working out with another concoction of fruit. And I discovered there's certain fruit that I can't eat. And honey. I was putting the honey in there. Honey is not so bad for me, but I still got to be careful. I was doing a lot of it. And so, you could buy me one of those big things of honey, and I'd knock that bad boy out in probably about a week or so. Two weeks at the most. And so when you look at all these things that I was doing, it had built up a toxicity in my body. Whereas by the time I went to the hospital that night, my blood pressure was so high because of all these things that I was doing, trying to nourish my body, but at the same time, it wasn't good for my body in those large quantities. And so in doing that, you know, I learned this principle that Yah taught me. He was like, okay, anytime you do something that is more than what you should, then you have to counter it. And so I'll give you an example of that. What's the place we go get those over in South Dallas where we go get those?
Oh, Philadelphia cheese.
Yeah, the cheese steak.
Steak and shake.
Yeah, steak and shake, man. That place is the bomb, man. But it's bombing me out. Man, look at him. I go up in that place, man, you get that cheese steak, then I would get the fries off the chain. Then you get the little chicken on the side with it. Yeah, them little wings on the side with it, man. And I get the dry rub and the honey mustard, and then they give you a thing of a Kool-Aid. You couldn't tell me nothing. You talking about going down good, but I was paying for it. And so, you know, I was laughing at you. What was that? I think it was week before last. It was last week when we went and ate. Tony and Virgin, you and I. Last Saturday. And so, I was laughing because Ellis was sitting here trying his best. He said, I'm trying to help you, but I can't help you because, you know, it's like you said, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And I don't know why I can kind of research on to help you out as far as your diet is concerned. And so, you know, I was like, okay, share with him this. And I was like, okay, what I've discovered is that there are certain things I have to stay away from now until I get my system back to where it need to be. And then from that point on, I need to be very disciplined. So if I do decide to splurge, I can't do it like what I just explained. I can't get the cheesesteak and the chicken and the fries and the drink and all that. I have to get something. So remember this, on the day you decide you want to splurge, you gotta put something with it to counter it. And I remember watching a video it was a video about people all over the world in certain regions who had the most people who were living to be over 100. And they're in certain regions. I think one is in California, I think. It's different regions. I think one is in Japan or China somewhere. And they just brought them all together. People went by and just kind of did research on them. It was like, what is the diet? Well, some of them, the diets that they had, it was certain things that you would look at and be like, nah, that ain't something that you should be eating that make you live a long time. But what they discovered was the things that they were not supposed to be eating, they always had something with that, whether they knew or not. They always had something with that to counter that. So it's like this with me. We went and got water on yesterday. And so, Lord knows I wanted some of them fried green beans. I was like, you know, with my little bison burger. I said, Lord, if I could just help me, you know. But what I had to do was just settle for the bison burger. And as soon as I got home, I counted it. I was counting it as I was eating, because Ellen and my brother-in-law, Virgil, they can tell you that I was eating just the burger, but I was drinking water. And Lord knows I wanted the ice cream too, boy, because I always get ice cream. I always get my bison burger, my praline shake, and then my green fried green beans. And I'll be just as happy as can be. But I pay for it. You know, I pay for it. And so all those processes, it's what I was doing to damage. And so I'm like, okay, what I have to learn how to do is, if for any reason there's a splurge that take place with any of us, you got to make sure that you're eating some that can counter that. And it's just going to take some research and some learning your body and understand will make you sick. Pay attention to what you eat and see how your body changes when you eat it. Then you know, okay, either I have to stay away from it, or if I'm going to consume it, I got to consume it in smaller portions, and I got to make sure that I have something on the side that balances that out. And I'm going to give you an example. If I eat something to run my blood pressure up, I'm going to make sure I'm eating something to pull it down. So I give you an example. As soon as I ate the bison burger, I drank the water. Obviously, water is something that will help regulate blood pressures and things like that. So I started consuming the water. As soon as I got home, I grabbed my dessert. I got a new dessert now that I'm in love with. Applesauce and sprinkled cinnamon on it. And L was like, okay, you got to make sure you it's real cinnamon. So I was like, oh, my God, they do everything to us. So I made sure that you know, they got me some real cinnamon. So stuff costs a little more. Make sure they got me some real cinnamon. And so now what I do, if I go a little bit on the other side, because, you know, last night I was wrestling. I wanted that chocolate almond ice cream so bad, y'all said, go to bed. You know? If I had stayed up any longer, I was going to eat that bad boy. Y'all said, go to bed. Because if you don't, you're going to eat it. And so I was like, okay, let me substitute that and get this applesauce, sprinkle this cinnamon on it, because cinnamon is a known therapeutic to pull your blood pressure down. Applesauce is a healthy fruit for me to eat with my condition. I realize I can't eat any kind of fruit now. I love pineapples. Pineapples don't love me, though. That's what I've discovered. I absolutely love pineapples, but they don't love me. So I gotta regulate it and pick my battles. I know the main fruit now I can pretty much deal with are berries, you know, like your blueberries, your honeydew melons, your cantaloupe, those kind of melon fruits, apple and my berries. I can consume those, but I have to stay away from other stuff that's healthy to somebody, just not to me. Okay? And so you got to start finding that place to where you can do these things and regulate, like, you know, my brother love Burger Street. Now so what you do now, when we do the Burger Street and you splurge the ice cream, you know, because it's hard to eat Burger Street without ice cream, it's like that's just a no-no. Why even go? You know, but it's just things we're going to have to do, y'all, because of where we're going, and y'all is saying to us that there are some things changing. And because they're changing, we need to be physically able to go through what we got to go through. One thing I'm noticing is I can't eat meat. It's like when I eat meat, even the bison burger on yesterday, it's like when I eat meat, it's just something about meat now that it just changes my body, and I'm like, okay, this is not good for me. It's like my body's really communicating with me, saying, okay, you're going in the right direction. Now I'm gonna give you signals to let you know every time something ain't quite right you just took in. And I don't know what it is. You know, I was fixing meat this morning. And I bit the meat first, and I was like, you know. And it just, that's all I can say. It's like me and I do not get along now. I can't eat chicken fairly okay, but it's like all of it now is just not working. And I believe Yah is doing this because he's getting us ready for something. Had an interesting conversation today, and the individual told me, said, you know all these diseases that we're discussing, you know, all the bird flu and all this kind of stuff, It was like the light turned on. Like, you know that came from birds, don't you? And I was like, well, yeah. Not just bird droppings, but the bird itself. What do we consume a lot of? We consume a lot of chicken. We consume a lot of bird products, poultry, and different things like that. And the majority of sickness and disease is coming from these things. And so I believe Yaz just, you had something?
Yeah, because it's not, those things are not handled right.
Correct.
It ain't like the chickens is in their natural habitat eating what they supposed to, how they supposed to. No, they being forced fed to eat stuff that ain't good for them, which has effects on them.
Exactly, like we see when we go to Canton and get water, you can see them chickens over there, you know, scratching and all over the little forest area out there. Mm-hmm. And they look quite different than what chickens you see. They look smaller and things.
You know, hormones.
Yeah, you like that's a real chicken, you know, and so you know I wanted to share these things with you because I want to encourage you to discover what you need and don't need, and pay attention to what you're eating. And that's why, you know, I thank y'all for sending me into the hospital, because that's what made me really aware of what I was doing, and he just took me back and showed me all the things that I had been consuming these past few months. That's why I wasn't getting better, because I was taking in some good things, but I was taking in more bad things, although it looked good, than I was good things. And it was just tearing my body apart. That's why my stomach was so unstable all the time. You know, my stomach is stable now, because it's just not working overtime to break down all this stuff and send it out of our system, you know. And so, I wanted to, you know, share those things with you. We're at where we're supposed to be with all these things happening. Don't be alarmed by them. Just walk the path. Trust y'all, you know, stay in wisdom. And things like that, and really start paying attention to what you're eating, and I think in doing so, we're gonna be physically ready for what's taking place, because when they we're in a time frame where we don't need to be trying to depend on medicine to be healthy. We got to figure out our alternative. There are some things that they gave me to take to kind of straighten some things out to a certain extent. But you know how that work as far as medicines and things like that is concerned. You know, it's, I call them Band-Aids. It fix one thing, but turn up a whole lot of stuff. And so so I kind of want to sit down and continue to learn about certain natural ways to deal with blood pressure, natural ways to deal with kidneys, natural ways to deal with your heart, your organs, and different things like that. I want to find natural ways to do it. And because of verse 2, or since Yah says it, this is what's going to be our future way of therapy, then we need to learn them now. And so before I get ready to close, here's what I need from you guys. If you have, I want you to aid me, because this is new to me too, but it's going to benefit everybody. I want you to aid me in finding certain pots, and I want to start getting soil, and I'm going to do some things with the backyard in pots and stuff like that. I already have seed and stuff, and so I'm gonna plant some things, see how it grow, and I'm gonna start getting, you know, cultivating that skill, because, you know, I learned it from mom. I just gotta get back to it. And so if y'all aid me in getting the proper soil that we need for these pots, and then I have the seeds, and then we kind of invest in a few more seeds that's out there. And just kind of start learning these things, because this is where we headed, and it's time out, for depending on folks to take care of us. Okay? We gotta. Yes. Yes. They don't have to be, you know, very big ones. Just we're just kind of playing by ear because it's something that we're learning. So we'll get them different things
no,
that
I'm
you.
Just saying,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just didn't think you would want long pots.
We can go medium to big size for some things that I have some ideas on and planning because, you know, I realized, you know, we did a little garden up at the building. I realized why didn't nothing grow. Y'all was like, boy, y'all had acidic plants with alkaline plants. And they need to have their own soil. He was like, remember how I talked about? He showed me he took me and walked me through mom's garden and allowed me to walk through that garden. And he was showing me where everything was planted. And I was like, that's what the problem was. We put plants that wasn't supposed to grow side by side together.
Because mama would not plant certain things by herself.
Alkaline. Right. It's some like tomatoes, corn don't need to be planted by, say, for instance, green. That's why she planted the corn in the other garden,
mm-hmm.
and then planted all the green vegetable mm-hmm. things that was alkaline in the garden where the persimmon tree was. That's why she did that. And then they would switch it because some plants do need acidic soil, some of it. And so we got to learn these things and put them in different pots in whatever is need acid. Soil, that's what we'll do. Whatever need alkaline soil, then we'll turn that soil into that. So I want to get pots and
does
soil.
It matter if the pots are plastic, metal,
no.
whatever.
No, it doesn't. And like I said, we'll just load them up in the backyard. And I was looking at this one guy. He was just taking one seed and was eating off of that for months. He would take one, put it off in there. He was showing, y'all look at this. He said, I've been eating on this for months.
They got it on Facebook where you can slice any type of fruit that have the seed
mm-hmm.
and wrap it in foil and it starts roots.
Yeah, all those different things. So we're gonna be planting different things and just see how it grows, especially in this climate. This Texas climate and as we continue to progress with some things as far as our building is concerned, there are certain things we can do in it. And so a lot of things we're going to just, get prepared to take care of, our family within our households, okay? To make sure that, if some things go down, we got some vegetables and even fruits and things like that that we've grown ourselves. And it's time for us to get back to it and learn how to do it. And let's just start testing it out. We got the backyard to do it. We all kind of work it. Everybody put in all our 2 cents worth in there, and we can come out with some cents. We all put it together and do what we know. And that's how we'll approach it. And like I said, little different things you think you want to grow, then let's come together and let's grow it. But we'll do it in pots. And then that way, depending on the weather, we can move them inside here and outside. We'll do whatever we have to do to make some things happen. Okay? And so, but that's what I wanted to, share with y'all on
where
this.
Where did you get soil from?
Home Depot got potted soil and different things like that. Yeah. It's like, any type of soil you'll see for growing, vegetables and fruit and things like that.
The other thing you can do is, it's a guy in my job that's got a community garden. He has worms. Worms produce soil. So he feed them cardboard and all that. They turn cardboard into soil.
Mm.
So, everybody getting Amazon boxes and all that, eat that to the worms.
Right.
Worms eat that and make soil.
And my backyard's full of worms. My backyard full of worms. Y'all has showed me I was wondering, you know, because during the summertime, you see a lot of dragonflies circling in the front yard. I don't know if y'all ever paid attention to that. During the summertime, a lot of that happened. So I was wondering why they would always just circle in the yard. So I did some research on it. It means it's a healthy ecosystem. And I guess that's the reason why the weeds grow now, or the herbs grow now. The herbs grow now. It's like it's healthy. So everything that y'all made grows here, you know. And so so we'll do those things and just start getting ready for this. And this is the perfect time to do it. Start planning and things like that. And I think it'll be plenty for us to consume based upon how I know y'all is gonna bless it. And so just think about what it is that you would like to grow, and let's just turn the backyard into a community garden. And I'll chip in and just do what we can. And we have a abundance of stuff extra that we need that's therapeutic stuff instead of depending upon, you know, the shelves of the stores to provide. Okay? All righty, but that's all I have. And y'all really be careful with your diet now. It's not a time to, you know, with all the famines and pestilences and things like that, we need to keep the body as healthy as we can. Okay. All righty. But that's all I have. Any questions, comments?
So, you know, with the pesticides and everything that they spray on the crops for various reasons, keep the bugs out or keep, you know, to make them be able to produce more, you can get toxic from eating just regular food.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is there value in blessing your food before you eat it?
Well,
because sometimes it's just like it's just a ritual.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as far as that's concerned, that is something that I do. Mine is different. I don't bless my food every time I eat. I bless my day, which includes my food. And so you're correct. And that's the reason, that's one of the reasons why I don't bless it every time I eat, because you can get caught up in the industry. And that's a good point. You can't get caught up in the traditions of doing something and it's not being effectual. And so what I normally do is when I get up in the morning, obviously I encourage everybody to pray the Lord's Prayer. Well, in that Lord's Prayer is the daily bread. Okay? And so when I pray that, it is my confession concerning my day's walk of life, even with my daily bread. And so that morning, I pray for everything that I'm going to consume. Give us this day our daily bread. And so I'm saying, y'all, whatever I consume, give it to us. You know, if you want provided for us, let it be daily bread or sustain it for us. And that's a good point. And if you don't pray like that, you know, like what I'm saying, then, you know, I encourage you to bless your food. As Mama Coach said, every time you eat it, because it's so much out there that we shouldn't be consuming. Now that doesn't give us the excuse to just say, well, I can just eat anything. You know, that's what, you know, religious folks think. I'm going to just bless this. I'll be like, bless some cyanide. Consume it and see what happens. You know, just can't bless anything, you know.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't just say the words.
Mm-hmm.
Are they empty words?
Right.
Just because that's what you do.
They are. And most people do it for our show. Hey, I'm a Christian over here. See, look. I'm blessing my food. But I do it every morning to start off my day to, you know, so that everything that I consume and whatever I do, Yah's involved. So that's why I pray it that way. And that's why a lot of time I just grab my food and just start eating it. People are like, you going to bless your food? I already did this morning when I first got up. Before I ate anything, did anything, I blessed my whole day, you know, with the Lord's Prayer. So that's a good question. So we do need to be more aware of that. And when we get these pots and things and get everything in place, we're going to concentrate it. We're going to pray. And we're going to thank Yah for it and thank Yah for him blessing it and protecting it. We're going to do that. That's what our nation used to do.
So I guess technically when you go to the grocery store and you bring all your groceries in, you can bless it then.
Yeah, you can. That's true. You know, so that's what we'll do. Another thing that... that we'll be doing this year. There are some things that's leading up to Passover and things like that I want to acknowledge. And you know, we're still in captivity, so there are certain things we can't do to the highest degree, but there are certain things that I want to start acknowledging as far as the Passover is concerned. The unleavened bread things that we do, I want to honor those days because Yah told us to as a nation. And so we'll start to, you know, to get things prepared. You know, all of you that's really fantastic at putting together, you know, menus and things like that we're to consume. You know, Elder and I will sit down and really dissect this. We understand the process, but really just see how we're supposed to do it. And we want to do that. And I think Passover is this April, am I correct?
Sure. April 12th is April 12th. Easter Day.
Yeah, this Passover. And so we'll honor it according to the scriptures. And we'll do our Passover. We'll get the yeast bread and all that out of the house like the scripture tells us. And we'll check in the unleavened bread. We'll do that as a nation, you know, to all who want to, you know, participate with that. I'm trying to line up to the best I can. Okay? And so it's time for us to start honoring, you know, our Passover and stuff like that, because we were commanded to do that forever as a nation. And even though we're in captivity, we still can do it to the best of our ability. Okay? All righty, but that's all I have. Y'all remember, any other questions? We good? Okay. Father, y'all, we just bless you for just bringing us into understanding of some things. We thank you for giving us the wisdom to not just sit around and depend upon mankind, but to depend upon you. And we know that there are certain things that we have to do. And we just ask you to give us wisdom and understanding on these processes. And we thank you for leading and guiding us in all truth. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.